I'm Vince Vaughn, I'm 6'5", and look at me, I'm a little girl.
Wow!
Honestly, if this was a horror movie, I'd be one of the first ones to get killed.
Cue the creepy dude in the mask.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy. I'm your host, Katie Hattenbach, and you're probably like, wait a second, you're alone. What's going on?
What the heck?
The voice of...
It was so loud.
The voice of God. I can't express God how loud that Ben. Was. I want to do an episode where it's just me. It might fail. It might do really well. Who knows? But, you know, I always do it with somebody else. But I'm going to do it with me and with Ben off camera.
Hey.
Who also watched the movie. And
it's true.
We'll kind of watched it.
On and Peacock.
Peacock, yes. Cocking pee. And, you know, we're going to talk about it. It's going to be great. We'll see. I might have a Patreon coming. We'll see. Might have some merch coming. We'll see. It's me. It's just me running everything. Ben is the only person I have helping.
Hey.
And he does a lot. He hits the buttons. He sets up the cameras. But I edit everything. I do everything. It's a lot, guys. It's a lot. But we're doing it. We're out here. We're doing what we do.
We are, in fact, out here.
We'd be doing what we're doing. So things are coming slowly, but they will eventually. So that's exciting. But let's get into this. I want to talk about this movie because it's one of my favorites, and I feel like this is a movie a lot of people have not seen, and just right off because it's a Blumhouse movie, and they shouldn't. It's freaky. It's freaky. And it gets freaky. What more could you want? Freaky Friday, but with a teenage girl and a serial killer, and the serial killer is Vince Vaughn.
One of the greatest actors of our generation.
What could you want? Wait, can we do a camera thing? Because we have a three camera setup. So I'm gonna go middle camera, side camera, close up.
Nailed it,
dude. Fuck, let's go. Let's fucking yes. All of it. This is going to be chaos for people. Watch. You're just constantly flipping back and forth.
We should have done a Godzilla cam, but that's okay.
Godzilla. You know what? The next time we'll just do a Godzilla cam and it's not.
And that's me.
And that's just you. I said, hey, we should do a camera on Ben. And he's like, no. What about just three on you and then one on Godzilla? And there's a fourth one in the hallway that you can't hear anything. And I was like, yes, all of it. And then we're like, we're going to do one also like a drone shot. Like, oh, we're going to throw it to the drone where you can't hear anything. And then you bust any...
throw it to the drone.
Throw it to the drone real quick.
Obama's on the mic.
Pew, 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 pew. I love this movie. I don't care what anybody says. This is such a fun, campy, shitty... if you walk in thinking this movie is going to be something like mind-blowing, again, you're dumb. Because it's Vince Vaughn. Pretending to be a teenage girl, it's gonna be camp. It's gonna be silly. It's so good. It's so fucking funny. Just imagining the rehearsals and him being like, what are the mannerisms of a teenage girl? Oh, I'm a teenage girl. I'm Vince Vaughn. I'm 6'5". And look at me. I'm a little girl. That's what I imagined Vince Vaughn doing. And that's what he did the whole movie. And it was just so freaking funny. Just watching. Like, there's a scene where... Well, you know what? Let me go back because I didn't do this with the last movie, which I regret. I'm going to read the log line from IMDb, sponsored by IMDb. Get all your news from IMDb and not anywhere else. Just kidding. We're not sponsored. But what if we were? I gave it such a high rating and it's so low.
I feel like I'm going to come at this movie with such vitriol in contrast. And I feel bad.
Basically, yeah. So Millie's this loser, this fucking loser, right? Virgin loser, right? She has two friends, also losers. Oh, God. And actually, her friends are really cool. She seems like a normal person who's just unnecessarily bullied. Just bullied so hard for no reason. Like, this dude runs at her in the hallway and just goes... And I was like, what the fuck?
Where'd you get that dress? The poor loser store?
Got him roasted, poor person. Get out of here. We don't like poor people here.
I would absolutely shop at Discount Bonanza.
Discount Bonanza? It sounds like it has some great fucking deals.
Yeah, dude, the dress was cute.
It wasn't, I wouldn't wear it, but like, if it's your style, it's your style. And I love that for you, genuinely. It sounds sarcastic, but genuinely, if it's your style, you rock it, girlfriend.
I like that when she turned evil, she just turned into Taylor Tomlinson.
She's, she said, I have another special coming out.
She had, I have a leather jacket and a tight pony.
She said, and here are my slut strands. Let me just pull out a couple little slut strands real quick.
Parentheses positive, Taylor Tomlinson is cool.
She is. Oh no, for sure. But it's also, that's pretty accurate. That's actually pretty good.
Check out After Midnight on CBS.
After Midnight on CBS. I thought when this movie opened, I was like, what is happening? But it's also, it just shows you how like ridiculous they're willing to go with, you know, the story and having like, it's stereotypical. You're like, oh, these kids are having friends over when they shouldn't. Ooh, boys. Uh-oh. You know, the couple's gonna go off and have sex real quick and
gross
disgusting virgins here, gross, never had sex. And
ooh, that cut was awesome though.
Which cut?
The cut to the girl getting her head smashed in the toilet to the two people having sex.
Oh yeah, that was so good. Also, classic. All of them are practical effects done ooh by pod favorite Kira Gardner's dad, Tony Gardner, who has done literally any horror movie that you, if I talk to her about, she's like, oh yeah, my dad worked on that. I texted her last night because I was watching the BTS for this movie. And she's like, what a random movie to watch BTS about. And I was like, you're right, it is. But your dad's in it.
Shout out Tony.
Wow, shout out Tony. We love a Tony. You just, you peek the mic. Tony.
Shout out Tony.
Shout out to Tony.
This is now the Basement Yard podcast.
Okay, so, but I love the line where, you know, they're having sex and he's like, what, you gonna do me next? And she goes, it's a vagina, not an all-night drive-through. Like, that's so silly of a line, but also true, man. Be nice, you know? The teacher, bro. This teacher had no redeeming qualities. Anytime I get feedback on the script I'm writing, and they're like, well, like, what's his motivation for being mean? This teacher was just mean to be mean, and there was no reason and no redeeming qualities. I'm like, okay, so you can write people like this, and you just accept that they're assholes. I'm like, awesome. I'm going to stick with that logic, because this is great. He, which also, isn't he the dude from Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Isn't that the...
This was Alan Ruck from Succession.
Is he not?
Did he also play Cameron in? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 I knew it. Wow. I knew
oh,
it.
Oh, he's also in Twister.
Oh, I love that he walks in. He's like, oh, Millie, God, you're just, why the fuck do you exist? God, you're coming in late. Oh, my
dude. Also,
God.
Chekhov's shop class.
Shop class. It's pretty. It's did you have shop class in high school?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't.
We used bandsaws and stuff.
We didn't fucking have
But it's like,
class.
You know it's going to be a good slasher when they walk into the most soundstage shop class of all time.
I mean, yeah, 100%. That's but also, they have like a giant table saw.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like the longest, like, what are you, cutting logs with that shit?
Well, sawing logs.
Later, dead bodies, or his body, which was a beautiful shot, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so Taylor Tomlinson, Millie, who's now, what is he called in the movie? What's the killer called?
The Blissford Butcher, something like that. The Blistex.
The Butcher is what we'll call him. The Butcher. So he's now Millie, and Millie is now Vince Vaughn.
Which also, like, why was he so hungry when he was in her body all of a sudden? Like, when he, like, appears in her body and she's just, like, silently goes down, feels herself up, and then, like, goes downstairs and just eats a ton of food like an insane person?
Well, probably because he doesn't eat. Because he's living in a freaking,
I just, you know,
garage with a bunch of meth heads. It's like, you're on drugs now. She's like, no, I'm not on drugs, no. I'm a teenage girl. I want to feel like a teenage girl too. I'm sure you do, creepy old man, but hey, get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah, so funny. I love when Vince Vaughn sneaks in to the high school. And meanwhile, Millie's like, I'm going to kill this bully real quick. And the bully's like, you're a lesbian? Gross. I'm going to put you... And then Millie's like, I'm going to put you in the cryo freezer real quick. And you're like, okay, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Also, when they, like, accused her of being a lesbian and was like, hashtag vaginaholic. Like, what boomer?
It's so good. That? It's so good. It doesn't need to make... You're not supposed to think about it. You just let... It's just...
You're right. I should have thought... Oh, clam jam. I forgot what... What she was like, I'm not here to clam jam with you.
That's so funny.
Like, I've never heard that phrase in my whole life.
Exactly. It's camp. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And that's why we love it. Is this a great movie? No. Is it fun? Yes. And that's all we need. But when Vince Vaughn's trying to convince in Millie in her in Vince Vaughn's body, trying to convince her friends that she is Millie and not the butcher. And she's like, look at all these things I can do. Also, look at this dance. Look at this dance I can do. And then Vince Vaughn's like, let me shake my butt real quick. He apparently, behind the scenes, was like, he's like, yeah, I like to dance. And,
yeah, I like to dance.
I need a good Vince Vaughn. I can't think of him talking. I can't picture him talking right now.
It's tough. He does something with his, he's like kind of Kermit-y in the throat.
I like to dance, you know, and it's just that's just he's a dancer and he's a beautiful dancer.
If you can
and I
dodge
love him.
A wrench, you can throw it back.
Throw it back. It's so stupid, but it's so funny, and I can tell when they were writing, they were just giggling to themselves how silly and stupid this is. But like when I say stupid, I also mean like fun, you know. Because, like, there's, like, smart humor, and then there's, like, silly, stupid humor. And, like, this is, like, that entire movie. It's just insane. It's such a you guys gotta see this thing.
When she got kicked in the balls for the first time, she was like, oh, I have balls. I would assert that if you were on your first day having balls, I feel like they would hang heavy on your mind. Like, I feel like the having of shaft and balls... is such like a presence and such a like such a thing that like, you know, when you like breathe on manual mode, it's like if you remember that you have balls, mm-hmm. like you're gonna feel them all day.
I think
your first day with balls, you would not be able to stop being like, this is so in the way.
If Vince Vaughn stabbed me and I turned into Vince Vaughn, well, his first instinct when he was in Millie's was to grab her boobs. So like,
yeah, which I didn't like that.
Why? Because he's a man.
I don't know.
She's of age, the actress. It's a movie, Ben.
I know.
It's a movie. This didn't actually happen. It's not based on facts.
Of all the things I didn't like, that one is honestly not a high offense, I would say.
This is my favorite part of the movie.
Oh no.
It's the car scene.
Is this the part that I said is my least favorite part of the movie?
It's the car scene. It's the car scene because
why
I love it so much because I can just imagine how weird it was to write it and then them reading it in rehearsals and just imagining like the outtakes of that is why I laughed so hard, because it's Vince Vaughn as Millie. No, sorry. It's Millie. So it's Vince Vaughn's body, this is hard to explain. Vince Vaughn, Millie at the moment, and Booker, her crush, is in the car, and they're like talking, whatever, and they're kind of flirting a little bit, and Booker goes, can I go sit in the back seat with you? It's just like really awkward. And I was like, what? And of course, you know, Millie's like, yeah, totally, come sit back with me, whatever, it's fine. And then of course they like are like cuddling and think, yes,
okay, bisexual boyfriend.
It's,
yeah,
he's like, well, you're gonna be making out with the butcher. And he goes, yeah, but you're Millie to me. And I was like, I hate this. I love this. It's so cringy. It's so good.
I feel like I could normally wrap my head around like a bold swing like that, but I just can't.
It's so for some funny.
I just like, not even taking into account the age difference, like it's just like,
well, it's not him, it's Millie.
That's true. That is true.
You know, so and she even said, I'm not me right now. She said, maybe we should continue when my hand is smaller than your face.
I do like that. I do like that.
My son got some big hands.
I do like that's how they got out of it. I just want to imagine, like, when he first, like, showed the script to a second person, he was like, now, hold now, before you turn the page, let me just explain myself. I swear. But he was like, wait, did Christopher Landon also write it? Do we know who wrote this?
I have no idea.
Christopher Landon, by the way, son of Michael Landon, best friend of Victor French, my great uncle.
Oh, shit.
Okay, star flex. Of Bonanza, Highway to Heaven, Get Smart.
Is that why they said discount Bonanza?
Dude, maybe.
Dude.
That could have been. I don't know if Michael Landon was on Bonanza, but.
But maybe. But hey.
That is.
This mic smells weird. I'm sorry.
That's my one Hollywood connection that I always forget about because he died like 50 years ago.
R.I.P. King.
Rest in peace, Victor French.
Lung
cancer will get you.
Dude, that should be happening. That should be happening hard. Just like the big ending, though, too, and with the, you know, they. It's like, oh, it's everything happens at the homecoming party. So they go to homecoming, and like shit just hits the fan. Because of course they had it at some fucking garage, right? When Millie, you know, Taylor Tomlinson-esque is that's such a good way to put it.
Exactly.
That's such a good way to put it. She looks like Taylor Tomlinson, take notes. This is your next special jacket. It's perfect. It's
the fucking, red jacket from Freaky.
Everyone's like, dude, this new Millie, she put on a jacket and she be going crazy. Dude, she be going up to men and men be going up to her and they like grab her ass and she goes, what was the line she said, Ben?
You make this pussy dry as sandpaper. And then something else. She said something else. But.
And then she walks away. Or she's like, I can't wait to kill you later. And like boops around the nose. Then she walks away. And he's like, dude, she totally fucking wants me. I'm like, okay. I don't think she does.
I do appreciate the elevated levels of like high school bullying and high school like interactions. And like guys being really horny and all wearing Letterman jackets.
Because everyone does sports in this film, if you're a man, unless you're Josh.
Do you think Booker was the kicker for the football team?
Honestly, yeah. He doesn't seem like he seems too scrawny, but it also is high school football, so I feel like you get away with being scrawny and on the football team.
Oh, I liked when the things where they would put the date over in giant letters. because it made it look like when Millie woke up as Vince Vaughn, and then it cut to like Friday the 13th, and it looked like she got scared like by the letters popping up. I thought that was fun.
I like that. Okay. Having her come out with a chainsaw.
Evil Dead.
After those guys are like, "Hey Millie, you wanna come follow me?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then,
oh my god, the three holes line was out of pocket.
she's.
I think I just haven't seen a lot of movies in this like part of the horror genre they say like really, really edgy things.
Yeah. This is my favorite genre.
Okay.
Is just
campy. I'm just not used
horror
to it.
That's definitely not for everybody and valid, but it's also like it's silly. It's not to be taken seriously, but it often does, and because people don't have a sense of humor, which is okay. Some people don't know that's not their humor, which is fine. But like,
I do think construction wise, like plot wise, structure wise, like they nailed it with the like coming back at the end. Like, yeah. I feel like any good horror movie, they come back at the end in a surprising way.
And to have the mom, the sister, and Millie just beat the shit and kill the butcher, love that. Love that. I think Millie is a great final girl because, I mean, in the beginning, she has like all these like the classic tropes. And then, you know, I think she definitely learns a lot. I mean, she learns a fuck ton along the way and is like, okay, this is, you know, I'm in a different body. He's stronger than I am. Here are my weaknesses. And Vince Vaughn, at the end, he's like, God, you're just so fucking pathetic in that, like, that frail little body. Like, you see this? Like, I am literally just holding your wrist and you are aching in pain. Like, you are so pathetic, but we can end that soon. And I was like, that's so sweet. He's like, you're so pathetic. Honestly, that probably would be me if anybody came at me. Although, I think I could put up a good fight, but it definitely would be like, go away. You can go away, you know?
Quote, climb him like a tree.
I mean, he's not ugly. I like Vince Vaughn.
I love Vince Vaughn.
I love this movie so much, and I think it's so fun, and I wish more people saw it in theaters. I wish more people will watch it now. It's on Peacock. You know, go watch it if you want to. Tell us what you think about the movie. Ben, what are you giving out of 10?
Oh, man. It's really everything I really appreciate about the construction and, mm-hmm. like, combining of formulas and things. Mm-hmm. A lot of the one-liners were not for me. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it, you know, I think a 4.
Oh, wow.
Out of 10.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah. Okay, fair.
I was gonna do 3 or 3.5, but I'll give it a 4 because the acting performances from Catherine Newton and Vince Vaughn were phenomenal.
Okay, fair enough.
And Logan Roy, I think, is maybe that character.
I love that. Okay. This is my like 8th time seeing this movie, I think. I love it so much. I think it's so fun. It's campy, it's silly, it knows what it is, which is just,
that's important.
Silly. I don't think it takes itself so seriously. And I think that's part of the fun, but it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's one of my favorites. And I would say, honestly, it has a 6 on IMDb, but I checked when I was looking at it. I gave it a 9, and I still give it a 9. I fucking love this movie.
Hey,
I stand by my 9.
I gave The Meg 2 5 stars on Letterboxd, so.
And that's on opinions, and that's okay. You know, I was at a horror trivia thing, and I was like, Dr. Giggles was not a good movie. Like, because in theory, it's not. It's fun. It's not. Like, Freaky's not an amazing movie, but it's like, it's fun. It's silly. It's campy. And people were like, oh, this is the greatest movie ever. I'm like, okay, that's my opinion, though, and that's okay. We all can have opinions, guys. It's all good. It's all good.
Otherwise, there'd be nothing to talk about on a podcast.
Right? This podcast wouldn't even exist. Oh, so silly.
Katie Afraidy, more like Katie sitting here with no opinions. I'm not going to watch that.
Boring. Get out of here. Ugh. Well, guys, I think that's the episode.
Clam jam.
Clam jam, period. Which is actually the name of my family group chat. It's Fam Bam Clam Jam. Fun fact.
Really?
It is. Fam Bam Clam Jam.
So you had heard clam jam before?
I don't know. I think it just rhymed.
Does this
mean like,
something else?
I don't know. I don't know what a clam jam... It could be a lesbian thing. I don't know. Could be vaginas. I don't know. I don't know the culture. Can you let us know if clam jam's a thing in the comments below? Thanks, guys. were you afraidy or not afraidy? I was not afraidy.
I think the boomers that wrote this were afraidy of being left behind and tried to become Gen Z.
Get out of here. You're fucking done. Get out of here. But you know what? If you enjoyed this podcast, this episode, give us a like, subscribe, all that jazz. Should I keep doing more single episodes? Let me know. This might be a one-time thing. We might do it more. Who knows? If you have questions for me, let me know. And maybe I answer them here. Ooh, that could be fun. Give us a like, subscribe, said all that jazz. Oh my God, my mom's calling. I'm gonna put her on speaker.
Blumhouse, I love you. I
Mom,
didn't mean anything.
You're on with Katie or Afraidy right now. Say something.
Hello. It's the mama, and now I feel awkward. I'm gonna hang up.
Okay, bye. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the jerk. Bye.
so I just learned everything makes so much sense all of a sudden from 5 seconds of hearing your mom talk.
Yeah, so that's I think that
that's incredible.
That's the advice from Jodine, my mom, and yeah,
I love that song about her.
Jodine. Also, Archer Poetlace here.
I didn't mean anything about it, Jason Blum.
Jason Blum, we love you. Everything, please hire me. Jason
you're doing
Blum,
great things. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Jason Blum, please.
You're doing
me
really good things for the genre. I just really appreciate that you're continuing to make things and kind of doing them on a budget with a big studio when you need to, and then also doing bigger swings when you need to. Black Phone was maybe the worst movie I've ever seen, but everything else I loved. Five Nights at Freddy's was awesome. I could have been a little more gory, but I understand that we need to get the younger kids in the seats, make it a family movie.
I love everything about this. Anyways,
Peter, the bunny's here. He's gonna eat you.
Peter, the cat.
Peter, Bonnie's here.
Okay, on that note, guys, we'll see you next time. Stay spooky.
Billy, hell, Blissfield, high, feel our glory and our might.